This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. May I introduce you to the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Monsieur Michael Monsieur.
Monsieur. That's what my French teacher used to call me. Monsieur Michel.
Say that again.
Monsieur Michel. Michael Monsieur. In French is,
yes.
But it's not pronounced Monsieur, it's Monsieur.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have an attitude about French. One of the problems I had with French, I studied French 11 years.
Really?
And one of the problems.
So you're a genius
in
French.
Well, my problem with French is the attitude it conveys is not the attitude of my personality.
No.
We all have a certain manner of.
You're not Hercule Poirot.
You know, all of a sudden, I'm not making fun of French. I'm just saying it's a whole different attitude. Like, I would never come on with that type of effeteness if I were talking to you in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my French sounds kind of crude. I sound like a, you know, like a unsophisticated Frenchman.
Okay.
Language is a funny thing. I tell you,
that's true. Yes, all right.
Communication. You want to do this chart, or do you want to talk about international linguistics?
Well, I thought maybe we would do the chart.
Therein.
I thought we could do the chart in French. You could do the top 10 people's names in French and the stories in en français. You want to try that for just a...
Or I could do it with an accent. Now, let's do it in plain old English. Here we go.
Right.
At number 10, the Hollywood strikes. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, the army private in North Korea. Number 7, abortion laws. At number 6, the Jason Aldean controversy. At number 4, immigration and border control. At number 3, the Hunter Biden investigation. Number 2, the 2024 presidential race. And number 1, Trump's legal battles. The people on the survey at 10, Travis King, Jason Aldean at 9, Kevin McCarthy at 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. 6 is Hunter Biden along with Greg Shapley and Joseph Ziegler. Joe Manchin is at 5, Ron DeSantis at 4, 3 is Jack Smith and Aileen Cannon. Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1, and there's your hodgepodge of the week.
The hodgepodge, I like that. Yes.
It is a hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge, yes, it certainly
all
is.
All kinds of weird figures in there, country singers.
Right. What do you make of that? Okay, so let's start with that. Just the number 6 item on the story list this week is Jason Aldean's video. It's not the controversy, but the song's been out since May. So this is he stands in front of a courthouse and, you know, whatever it is that you find objectionable or not about this. Why does this get into, what is there about it? You're the person who interprets what people are thinking and how it plays on talk radio. So what is there about this that turns itself into an upside down, inside out?
This one sort of blindsided me. You know, I hadn't been following it until just recently, and it basically has to do with, you know, the fact that in a small town you can't get away with certain things, and some people see it as a pro-lynching message. And the Country Music Association has gotten involved, and it's been banned, and all kinds of things. So I guess those who follow this closely feel that it incites violence and mob.
Does it?
Mob rule. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
Well,
are you shocked that I haven't seen it? As I said up front, I disclaimed it.
Those things.
Me.
Yeah, I saw when we talked about it earlier in the week on the Good Day program. I looked at it a little bit, and for me, I can't even understand the words. I'm listening to it, I don't know how to read it. That's about it.
They say so, that? Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
How offensive. Now I understand.
Uh-huh. Right. right, let's talk about the extreme weather. It is or it isn't. It does or it doesn't. Number five this week on the story list are the heat wave stories about Florida and the temperature of the water and the Keys and the extreme. I think we went through this last summer and the summer before. And so where does it go? Is it that intense? Is there that much pressure on the power grid because of all of the horrible things happening? The weather, is Mother Nature getting us?
Well, I don't know whether Mother Nature is getting us, but Mother Nature has always been somebody to deal with, you know, even all the way back to those margarine commercials when we were kids.
Right.
You know, don't mess with Mother Nature.
No.
Or don't fool with her. Don't annoy her.
Yeah.
Nature, you know, the world, even though Earth is designed to host human life and a lot of other species, it's a pretty dangerous place. And it's a constant battle, you know, for survival for all life, let alone human life. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that every summer is the hottest or the wettest or the most dangerous or everything is the most. Every storm is the biggest.
So ridiculous. Is the coldest. Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
It feel that way?
Yeah.
It trend in the last, you know, what, 20 years, 15 years? This has been going on a while.
Yeah,
and I don't know whether it's that we're just increasingly sensitive to the elements, and thus they feel the worst or they seem the worst. You know, we have this entitlement that this attitude of entitlement that the world is a safe, comfortable, air conditioned, perfectly, you know, balanced place for us, and it's not.
Exactly.
But isn't that true?
Don't
we have this like how dare the Earth change its temperatures.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know,
change,
storms.
Yeah. Humans are more important than anything else.
Yeah, we're the center of the universe.
Right. So there's a big heat wave in Europe and yada, yada, yada. One of the things with regard to this, an ancillary story about number five topic, is that Delta flight that left passengers on the jet for 4 hours. What in the name of God are these people thinking? Do they have anybody in management? I usually think Delta is the best of all of our domestic airlines. But to have people sit on a plane for 4 hours in Phoenix when the temperature outside is 112 degrees, they can't really keep the plane. They have an internal engine that sort of keeps the air conditioning working. But the baking sun on that plane sitting out there, it's a tube of metal, and it just absorbs all of the sun and all of the heat. What are they there to get? You know, the people of Delta, well, it left the gate on time. Yeah, that's all they care about. Their statistics. This is a very embarrassing situation for Delta, and one wonders if we are growing a whole group of automatons. Maybe this is artificial intelligence at its worst, even though humans make the decision. Who thinks this is okay?
Yeah, well, I certainly know the people that were on that plane didn't think it was okay.
No!
And you hear stories about that all the time. I mean, you know, you want to talk about problems in the air travel business, or do you want to talk about problems in all services and competence in management and competence in execution?
Yep.
I mean, there seems to be a tremendous amount of incompetence across the board in terms of...
Well, they're too big. These companies are too big. They can't be managed. And that's,
that's a good point.
There was a big to-do this week about Microsoft buying some gaming company, and the Federal Trade Commission doesn't want them to do it, and they took them to court. And it's not going to be as easy to keep them from doing it as one might think. Joe Biden, when he went into office, said, we're going to break up all these monopolies. Well, guess what? There are only four or five companies that control all the grocery stores in the country. Mm-hmm. You start from that. There are four or five companies that control most of the big agribusinesses that grow the food that you eat, unless you're going to your local family farmer. Then it's this, you know, look around at who's buying up. The Chinese government has bought up a couple of car companies because they want to control. They don't have the ability to make them themselves, so they're buying companies that do, so they can throw their, you know, it's not just America, it's internationally. Everything is getting bigger and bigger, harder and harder. It's like organized crime, for God's sakes.
Colder and colder, more distant. It's hard to get somebody on the phone.
Verizon?
What a joke. You know, you have to wait on hold for an hour.
Yeah.
You can't find a person to give you an answer. The answers are not the answers to the questions you asked. This is going on all over the place. That is definitely a trend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess the counterpoint to it is, well, it's the economics of scale. Bigger companies are able to provide lower prices and
baloney.
Other services. That's the case. And then again, I would rather pay more.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You know,
speaking there's an interesting lawsuit going on this week. RICO, you know, again, I'm sticking with number five for a moment, if I may, with your permission.
Do whatever you like.
Thank you. A lawsuit that has been filed by an environmental group to hold fossil fuel companies responsible for climate change. They are, according to the allegations, they have violated the RICO Act, which is, if you know the RICO Act, that's supposed to fight organized crime.
Yeah,
so they're claiming... If they're running a racket, well, I mean, you can make that argument.
It's racketeering. It's organized crime, racketeering.
Yeah.
The RICO.
Yeah, the Saudis are on the top of the list.
Almost anything, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's something you can apply to having a good time. Let's go to Las Vegas. Let's get away. I'm giving you the opportunity through the good hosts at 541 Travel to win two free nights in Las Vegas by just calling 800-419-3684. There's no gimmick. There's no scam here. You don't have to buy anything. It's so easy. You just, at this point, be one of the first 10 callers to dial up 800-419-3684, and you have two free nights in a fabulous Las Vegas hotel. Now, if you want to stay four nights, then you'll have to pay for a couple of nights, but that's part of the deal. You get at least two free. You want to go for a week? Fine. Pay for five nights, get two free. That's the way it works. You don't have to buy anything, as I said. Just call 800-419-3684. You got that number? Did you write that down, Michael?
Yeah. 800. I'm all set to go.
Okay, good. 800-419-3684. It'll be a nice way. Why don't you do it? You're thinking about this is a weekend program, thinking about going on vacay someplace. Start it there. 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And change at the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 17th to the 21st. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. I have been with Michael doing this program for decades, each week, nonstop, without interruption, every week of the year. We go through the things that have been big in the world of news talk radio conversationally. And so we don't necessarily always take them. Michael starts by going through in order the stories and the people list and stuff. And then sometimes we take a little, we veer to the left, we veer to the right. And I don't mean politically. It just is that some of the things that come, one of the things I'm most thankful for, actually, is what you can do with something with a, I don't like the word topic because I think it's overused. It's an idea. There are all kinds of ideas that can be an offshoot of one story. For example, number one this week is all about Trump, isn't it always? With Trump, it's always all about Trump. So there was a survey done by YouGov that I'm guessing a lot of the right-of-center talk radio hosts will steer away from, Michael, because basically it suggests that the voters who will vote for Trump are racists, and that the people who vote for Trump think that racism against whites is the biggest problem at the moment that Donald Trump needs to address. Reparations against black Americans. Most Americans oppose reparations. That was one of the questions in the poll. So I don't know that this was that Trump designed this. It's just that everybody uses his name to get attention. I don't think Trump had anything to do with this at all, frankly. But yet, Trump, you see that name right away. Okay, we better go look and see what this is all about. Mm. And so what is there... Can we escape it?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a survey that was done.
I understand that. I understand that. But what do you? What is your point?
My point is that Trump is like a lightning rod, and anything that's associated with his name gets attention that otherwise, if it was Joe Smith, wouldn't. If it was the same thing happening to Joe Smith, it wouldn't get any attention at all. But because Trump's name is on it, let's see what we can do to stir people up.
Trump is a major player.
He's
a major player in the national scene.
But why?
He's a former president.
Well, but why did he become? Why did he become president? Why do you want to be president?
The same way any other person wants to become president. They want power. They want prestige. Maybe they want to make a change in the world. That really isn't usually the case anymore.
No.
They just want power and prestige.
And
seldom is anybody drafted to that position. That's something that they seek, as evidenced by how many people run on both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And he has developed a lifetime penchant for publicity.
Yeah.
He's been promoting himself. You know, he's made a lot of money, or so he says.
Yeah,
he seems to, and he promotes himself incessantly for decades. Mm-hmm. So that's why Trump is where he's at.
Yeah, I just find it interesting how the world thinks or people think. That's part of what we talk about here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael and Doug, 28 after the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. As I said, this is the week of July 17th to 21st, so we are fully 1 month into summertime according to the calendar. We have... It's summer. I don't judge you by the summer. I judge you by the baseball season.
Are you enjoying this baseball season that has been revamped and now baseball is making a comeback?
Faster. Right, fast, isn't it?
Baseball.
Bing, bang,
fast.
Boom. Get that pitch off.
The only people that don't like that are the advertisers because they can't advertise as much. Baseball is the biggest draw for successful commercials. You know that. I know that because we watch what's going on in the business. But it's very interesting that people desire... people who have businesses want to sell their products in baseball games more than football for whatever the reason. I don't know why that is, but then there's sports talk radio. How is that maturing, by the way? Just as an aside, expert as you are on talk radio, sports talk has become a big thing. It looks to me like there are more stations changing to that format. Is that
many of them are going to that format because they see a potential financial bonanza in the spread of betting.
And,
the advertising that comes with betting.
Yeah.
So the culture of talk of sports talk radio and the finances of sports talk radio, which are of course closely related, are very, very influenced by the legalization of gambling that is taking place all over the country on a very, very rapid level.
Yeah. Well, the whole business about business, if you will, looking at those who would say, we're going into a recession, things are terrible, look out below. No, not at all.
Yeah, stock market recession. Where is it? Where's the recession?
Yeah. The inflation rate's down to 3%. Stock markets this week closed up. Matter of fact, they weren't up. Yeah, they weren't fabulous, but they were up. This is the ninth consecutive session, and the first time since the beginning of 2017 that there has been this much uptick in the markets. So, is anybody looking at that beside the Wall Street Journal, maybe an inside business? Everybody else say, "Oh, look at this! I can't buy a car." No, it's all in your head, or most of it is.
Well, it depends on who you talk to, you know. It depends on who
you talk to. Right, exactly. Yeah.
The people that politicize everything, they're the furthest from the reality. They just use whatever statistics they can and twist them to forward their political agenda.
It's exasperating.
If inflation goes down, it's not to Biden's credit. If inflation goes up, it's because of Biden. If Trump becomes president and things seem okay, he caused it. If it doesn't seem okay, it's the other party's fault. There is not an honest discussion of the economy and politics. It's been weaponized and politicized. As a result, it's full of lies. Mm-hmm. And that has polluted our thinking. And so it depends on who you talk to. And then, of course, not everybody experiences the same economic environment. You know, whereas some people may be better off, there are other people who are worse off based upon the same story and the same statistics. So it's complicated.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number eight, the story about the Army private who jumped over the line into North Korea because he was in trouble with the Army. I can't imagine anybody being that ill-informed or that dumb, but I guess...
Going from the frying pan to the fire.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And so there's another one of these stories that didn't get talked much about this week, this so-called influencer. I always love it. People who get...
I hate that word.
Isn't it an awful word?
I hate that word. It's such a shallow extension of our current media.
Right. Yeah. So what does it mean if when you go to the bank and you want to borrow money and you put down your occupation, influencer?
What the hell? What does that mean?
I'm an influencer. So anyway, this woman who's 22 years old says her name is Tierra Allen. She runs the Sassy Trucker social media account. I don't know. Have you ever gone to the, have you ever read the Sassy Trucker? The Sassy Trucker podcast?
It sounds like something that I must participate in after.
So she went to Dubai this week to do a story. And she rented a car from one of the local car rental companies and got into an argument with the person behind the desk about the cost of the car. So now she was arrested, and she's facing 2 years in jail because of how she conducted herself. 2 years in prison because she was rude to the car rental boss. And that's how it is in Dubai, and that's how it is, frankly, in a lot of places in the Middle East. It isn't like America where you can argue and call people names and yell and scream and expect to get somewhere. But this is a story that really didn't get very far this week because of the Army private and what went on. So do we have an exchange? Do we get this influencer? Is she going to be worth trading for somebody that they want in Dubai? Or does this woman go spend 2 weeks in jail? She's the mother of I guess, one child, maybe two. She's 29 years old. And that's Tierra Allen. That's what I know about her. And the Sassy Trucker.
If she doesn't stay in the news, she'll be forgotten in 2 weeks. And
she won't be an influencer anymore.
I mean, an influencer. Oh, gosh. Oh,
she went over to do a story on luxury shopping, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not going to... That's it.
Well, everything about Dubai makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. Like, what the hell is going on there?
Well, she also wanted to do a story. It was luxury shopping and also driving a truck, the two stories that she was doing while she was in Dubai. There's a picture of her, apparently well-endowed lady, driving a truck with her bra on. That's what I'm looking at as I look at this website. So, and apparently she swore at the counter official and made a rude gesture to the counter employee. And so there you go.
Well, you know, the act of arguing has different cultural meanings around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I deal with the radio scene internationally, which comes my way, which is not, you know, most of my stuff is domestic, but it's a shrinking world and people come to me. I find that there's a lot of countries think that American talk radio is violent, that the arguments are very, very rude and crude and divisive. Some of them are, but, you know, freedom of speech and democracy are not tidy.
Okay. May I? I'm not. I don't want to interrupt you, but I
yes,
am.
You do. That's your. That's that. You're really
that's my
good
thing.
At it. Go ahead. I count on it. I only prepare. Half a, I prepare half a thought for everything I say because I can count on you to bail me out.
You
want to
finish
me.
The thought and
no,
then.
No, I didn't have a thought. Go.
Oh, yes, you did.
So, I'm just teasing you. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I think I've forgotten what I was going to say. As a matter of fact.
Okay. Well,
No, I do. Actually, I think I did forget what I was
going
to say.
You forgot.
Yeah,
I
forgot the whole thing.
Well, basically,
tell me what you were talking about, then I'll remember
what I was saying is that democracy, what triggered you when I said was freedom of speech and democracy, not tidy.
That's right. Okay, freedom of speech. So RFK Jr. is being shut down by the liberal or the left of center. I don't like liberal, but left of center press because of his points of view on vaccines. So do we have freedom of speech or do we not? I happen to think RFK is a very interesting character, frankly, for any number of reasons. But because he's outspoken and the family says, well, we're going to distance ourselves from what he has to say. And there are others who say, how dare he talk about those things? That nobody, those are unproven, unfounded things. According to whom?
That's not freedom of speech. I mean,
it's not.
Freedom of speech means people have the right to say you're full of it and we don't want to hear it from you.
Well, that's true.
It doesn't guarantee you a soapbox.
Well,
this is one of the, you're illustrating one of the examples of how people don't really understand freedom of speech. And there's two levels to it. One is a spirit, and the other is it's a law. The letter of the law, the First Amendment, is a very different thing than the spirit of open conversation and freedom of speech. They're two very different things. When somebody says, you know, freedom of speech, I have the right to say this. Well, yeah, you have the right to say it. I have the right to say you're a jerk.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
How many times do people
But do I have the right to try to shut them down? Yes, you do.
You have the right to shut them down if it's within your business, your platform, your church, your company, your radio station, your newspaper. Of course you have the right to do that. That's your freedom of speech. Mm. If the government could say you've got to print everything and say everything and give everybody a platform on your dime, that's the opposite of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to misunderstand that. That was the whole problem with the fairness doctrine. Don't want to get into all of that, but, you know.
Well, that was
fairness.
But in the advent of Limbaugh, that was the end of the fairness doctrine, or he came about.
Well, the end of the fairness doctrine was the advent of Limbaugh, not vice versa. But but no, you know, I don't want to have to. Do you want to have to put every jerk out there with every opinion that you know is bogus or that you just don't agree with on your radio show?
Not unless I can have Adam.
And then you'd be, somebody would say, oh, you're infringing on their freedom of speech. Or if you tell somebody, I don't agree with what you're saying, they'll say, well, I have the right to say it. I'm not complaining about your right to say it. I'm using my right to say that what you're saying is crap.
There you go.
That's
you heard it here first.
In action.
Yes, Michael Harrison back in a moment on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. People list, these lists, by the way, that I'm providing you as part, the ancillary part of having the official list, because sometimes we bounce around on the programs and don't get to the list specifically from top to bottom. They're available on gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Travis King is at number 10 on the people list. Jason Aldean is number 9. Kevin McCarthy is number 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is number 7. Hunter Biden is 6. Joe Manchin is 5. Ron DeSantis, number 4 on the list. Jack Smith finds himself at number 3. He's been on the list for about a month or so. Joe Biden is 2. Can you imagine? The President of the United States is pushed out of the lead on the people list by the former president. This has been going on, too. This has happened 3 or 4 times this year. So Trump's number 1 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com is the discount code. Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
The Top Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for this week, story-wise, number 10 on the list from Talkers, the strikes in Hollywood. A big deal, yep. Number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war. That's fallen off. I think it was number 5 last week on the countdown. Number 8 is that Army private who defected to North Korea, sort of. Number 7, focus on abortion laws. Number 6, Jason Aldean. And what's going on with that video? The heat wave, or waves, maybe more politically, just weather in general, number 5. The immigration problems, number 4. Hunter Biden, being investigated. That moved up. That was number 4 last week. Number 3 this week. Presidential race is number 2. And the continuing focus on Mr. Trump and what he's going through. Imagine what his legal bill must be every week. Okay, so that's number 1 on the story list on the Talk Radio Countdown.
All right. Martha Stewart is not here. Couldn't make it this week, but Michael Harrison is.
Yay.
Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Remember when she was the number 1 issue because she went to jail for insider trading? How many people didn't go to jail? That's maybe this. That was always the subject. The way I looked at it wasn't that she was going to jail, it's how many people have done the same thing that never did go to jail. However, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about now.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, where'd that come from? Yeah. So, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. This week, on the Michael Harrison interview, you have chosen yet one more brilliant conversationalist to enthrall the audience. So tell
us about
this.
It's interesting. It's for Media Freaks. It's not talk radio. It's about music. Jonathan Scott, a British collector of music and a writer, wrote a book called Into the Groove, The History of Sound from Tinfoil to Vinyl. It's about how the history of recording goes back to Edison and the phonograph and grooves and the question, does music sound better when it's on vinyl or if it's digital? It's just a lot of fun, very informative, and I'm very proud of it. I think people will enjoy it. Jonathan Scott is the guest. Into the Groove is his book. I love the word groove and groovy, very, very dated.
Yeah.
And it's at mhinterview.com.
Feeling groovy.
Yeah. Look at all the songs that use that word. We've got a groovy kind of love. Feeling groovy.
Yeah.
Groovin' on a Sunday. You know, the word groovy, which is the most dated word from the 60s, mm-hmm. Was the coolest word in all the words I've ever known as a person who studies deeply superficial popular culture.
But it makes you groovy. Michael Harrison, if nothing else,
I am groovy.
Is groovy.
Yeah, man. I once worked on a radio station that its slogan was the new groove.
Really?
Yeah.
And the call letters were WGRU.
No, it was WNWFM in New York.
That's even better.
1812.
Yeah. Just after Marconi took his first nap.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with our Talk Radio Countdown show for this week. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The presence will be, it's a heavy presence. Now we're going to feel Stephen J.J. Wiseman's presence. He's a lawyer, therefore you have to look out for him. He's a college professor, therefore you have to listen to him. And he is the founder of the website Scamicide. We know he knows what's going on. So we listen and we learn. Actually, mostly Steve is here to comment on some of the legal aspects of some of the big stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. Do we have any more room to wiggle in the Trump? Number one this week is the legal battles. I paid little or no attention to this because I don't care.
You should care. They are significant.
Why?
And
why should I care?
I think primarily because there is absolutely no legitimate question in regard to that the last election was a legitimate one.
Mm-hmm.
And yet by perpetuating lies about this, he does harm to democracy. But more than that, I don't care what he says. It is what he did to try and influence electors at the time and also the phone calls to Georgia. The threat to national security is legitimate with his carelessness with the documents, but I don't care so much about that. But his actual attempts to try and overturn the election are significant to the point where what you're going to be surprised at, and which hasn't gotten a lot of press attention, is in Georgia it does appear that the attorney general there is looking to bring charges under RICO, which is for racketeering and multiple crimes. And, you know, usually you laugh, and many people do, because we always associate it with organized crime for which the law was first written. But it has been expanded into other crimes, and it's going to be a significant thing.
Well, one of the things this week that came out also, speaking of RICO, was going after governments of countries that have oil, more oil than everybody else, and the way that they are pricing things, there are people in America that want to sue the Saudis, for example, for the way oil gets priced, and that's, they say it's a racket. It's like the mafia. And it's an interesting argument.
Probably not too different, although, quite frankly, I would focus more on American oil companies that are given all kinds of income tax breaks, and they sell the oil overseas because they can get a better price than providing it to American consumers. Fine, if that's your business decision, but you don't reward them with tax breaks. The big oil companies, they're not high on my list as far as the legality and morality of what they do.
Number three, focus on Hunter Biden still. Actually, moved up from number four from last week. And now the rumor floating around that the Ukrainians paid Joe and his son $5 million apiece to get influence in America. What do you make of that?
I think it's nothing more than a rumor. And the reason I do is this has been investigated for years. And the legitimate Republican and Democratic investigators who were looking into it, the most they could come up with, and this was one of the whistleblowers who was testifying this week. And I was really anxious to see what he was going to come up with. And primarily it was about bogus deductions on his income tax. You know, if they arrested everybody with a bogus deduction on their income tax, they wouldn't be room enough in the prison. So is there any question that Hunter Biden is a piece of fecal matter? No. I mean, throughout his life. But his offenses, I think, are being magnified politically. And, you know, as far as the Ukraine, investigate it further. But so far in all of these years, there really hasn't been anything in regards to selling of influence.
Really? Fecal matter. I like that.
Just stay away from it.
Yeah. Stay away from fecal matter as much as anything else. All right. The other thing... The continuing focus on people who are dumb, the army private who goes over to North Korea because he figures he's better off there than facing a court martial. Do we just let him sit there? Punishment?
Yeah, this guy,
crime?
He was coming back to the United States to face charges. You know, he was trying to escape from that. And like you said, the stupid people. So he decides North Korea is the best place to do that. he's still, you know, this government is for the people, by the people, and hopefully taking care of some of the stupid people. So they're going to make efforts. But as we have a saying in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox as far as getting North Korea to participate in anything.
Only unless you have good luck to the Red Sox, as long as you have a Fenway Frank. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here with a focus on legal matters on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.